Elsewhere, Bahraini forces have stormed nearly two dozen houses in a village near the capital, Manama, in their ongoing crackdown on anti-regime protesters. The country's main opposition group, Al-Wefaq, says Saudi-backed regime forces rummaged through the protesters' homes in the village of Daraz. The group said the forces also attacked houses in Sitra and Hamad towns, as well as the Sanad residential area and Al-Dair village. Almost a week ago, Manama forces arrested 30 people in several villages following raids on their houses. Bahraini forces frequently storm the houses of anti-regime protesters who've been calling on the ruling Al-Khalifa family to relinquish power. Kamal Wazni, political analyst, joins us now from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Mr. Wazni, welcome to the program. What about this new tactic used by the Al-Khalifa's door-to-door raiding of houses? Just how far are they willing to go to quell these demonstrations?
I think they have no mercy, and they're going to the end. They're using all kind of brutality and all kind of oppression against the free people of Bahrain, the people who wanted democracy and who wanted the freedom for their country. I think this is the time for the UN. We call on the UN and on the international community to raise their voice, because there is injustice here. It's committed as civilian, where civilian is being attacked at their home. They're using all those toxins, poisonous chemical equation that actually killing the and hurting the people of Bahrain. Many people conducted research on the type of these poisonous gas, and they've proven they are toxic. And some actually know for well these are chemical are been imported from the UK and from the US. I think the free world have to wake up and to see what happening in Bahrain, because in Bahrain there is a crime, and a criminal are attacking every place, in even the people who are sleeping in their house, especially in this the month of Ramadan.
And your thoughts on the silence on the uprising in Bahrain, specifically in Western countries, and the lack of sufficient coverage in mainstream media?
Well, obviously, this is what we've been saying. The United States, which claims that it champion democracy and freedom, they have to look very carefully at what happening in Bahrain. The European community should look very carefully at what happening in Bahrain, and the world and the UN and Mr. Ban Ki-moon has to actually get a wake-up call to see what is taking place, because what is taking place in Bahrain cannot be tolerated any longer, despite the heavy attack from the monarchy. The people of Bahrain are determined to carry their struggle for freedom peacefully, as they have for the past almost two and a half year. But I think my estimate, the world silence is part of the conspiracy against the Bahraini people, but this is not gonna stop the struggle. And I think the other story is the Persian Gulf country that supporting the monarchy against the people of Bahrain, also they should pull back, because in the end, these people eventually will they get their day in the light, and they will have their country where it should be, democracy, and a new constitution will be written, and nothing will actually weaken their struggles and work for a new democratic Bahrain.
Political analyst Mr. Kamal Wazni joining us from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Thank you very much for your comments, sir.